Title: Creative Limitation Drills from Scratch at 170 BPM Advanced. All right, let's do an advanced workflow drill in Ableton Live. Creative Limitation Drills from Scratch at 170 BPM. Drum and bass style. This is not a perfect mix session. This is a decision-making workout. Here's the mindset. Limitations aren't a punishment. They're a shortcut to momentum. At 170, drum and bass exposes hesitation immediately. If the drums don't roll, you feel it. If the bass isn't intentional, the drop doesn't drop. So we're going to force speed, commitment, and contrast. Before you touch anything, define done in one sentence. Put it directly in the project name. Something like, 170 roller drill goal equals clean drop plus tight mono sub. That sentence becomes your filter for every decision. If a tweak doesn't serve that goal, you skip it. Now start a new live set. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Next, set up a simple structure. Create four group tracks: drums, bass, music, and effects. And here's the core limitation for the entire sketch: 8 tracks maximum, including returns. So every time you're tempted to add just one more, you're going to trade, not stack. Also, do this now because it'll save you later. Put a utility on your master as the last device and map a key to toggle mono. Mono is your truth detector. Anytime you add width, saturation, or reverb, you toggle mono and check if the power collapses. Okay, groove. Keep it subtle. Load a swing groove in the groove pool, something like MPC 16 Swing 56, and set the amount around 30 to 40%. Apply it to hats and ghosts. Not your main kick and snare at first. In DNB, the kick and snare are the spine. Let the small stuff dance around the spine. Now we begin drill 1. 1 drum rack, 1 break. You get 1 drum rack for your core hits, and 1 single break loop for texture. No extra sample packs. No, let me just add another top loop. 1 rack, 1 break. Create a MIDI track inside your drums group and drop in a drum rack. Load a short punchy kick. Avoid huge boomy tails. You want the bass to own the long low end, not the kick tail. Then load a clean DNB snare. If you want a snare plus clap, that's fine, but keep it inside the rack. The rule is still 1 rack. Add a crisp closed hat, short and clean. Then add either a slightly longer hat or a ride type element for roll. Now program the classic 2-step foundation. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Don't overthink it. Then hats. Start with 1/8 or 1/16, but make them breathe. The easiest way to make this feel expensive is velocity, not more layers. Main hats can live around velocity 70 to 105. Ghost hats down at 25 to 55. If you're doing this right, the groove sounds like it's moving even if the pattern is simple. One important technical detail. For one-shots, turn warp off. Warping one-shots is one of those tiny mistakes that can smear transients and make your drums feel weirdly soft. Now add ghost notes. This is where rolling actually happens. Add little snare ghosts a 1/16 before the main snare hits. Keep them super low velocity, like 20 to 45. You want to feel them more than hear them. And occasionally add a kick ghost just before beat 3, also low velocity, maybe 30 to 55. This creates forward pull. It's like the groove is leaning into the next bar. Cool. Now for the break layer. Add one audio track called Break. Choose one break. Amen style. Think. Whatever you like. But pick one and commit. Warp it. For DNB breaks, start with beats mode if you want sharper transients. Set preserve to transients and keep transient loop mode off. If you need more whole loop texture, you can experiment with Complex Pro later, but start with beats for punch. High pass the break. EQ 8. Cut somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. And remember the low-end contract. The break owns nothing down there. Your kick and sub need that space. Then make the break poke without taking over. Drop drum bus on the break track. Drive around 3 to 8. Crunch around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0. You do not want added low-end here. Push transients a bit, like plus 10 to plus 30, until the break adds urgency. And another key limitation. You are not slicing the break into a bunch of tracks. If you slice it at all, you slice to drum rack, and you keep it contained. Now checkpoint coaching moment. If you're roughly 5 minutes in, your drums should groove on their own. Mute the bass and music groups, and listen. If it doesn't roll, do not start adding new sounds. Simplify and fix the pattern and velocities. On to drill 2. 1 synth bass, 1 macro. Create a MIDI track in the bass group and load Waveatable. We're building a Reese or roller bass with movement, but we're committing to one patch. Oscillator 1. Saw. Set unison around 2 to 4, and keep the tune low. Oscillator 2. SAR square, slightly detuned against OSC1, filter, use something like MS2, set cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz zone as a starting point, because we're going to modulate it, add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6, amp envelope, fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds, sustain depends on your vibe, if you want stabby, pull it down, if you want more held weight, keep some sustain. Now movement, LFO1 goes to filter cutoff, sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/4, keep the amount subtle, you want chew, not a wobble showcase. Now the advanced but practical move, split the bass into sub and mid using an audio effect rack after wave eatable, this is still one synth, you're just managing it. On the SUB chain, EQ8 low pass around 90 to 120 Hz, add saturator with soft clip on, drive only 1 to 3 dB, clean, then utility, force mono, width at 0. On the MID chain, EQ8 high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, saturator drive heavier, 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, optionally add auto filter for a bit of character, and maybe a very subtle chorus ensemble if you want width, but remember, low stay mono and mono check is mandatory. Now the big limitation inside this drill, one macro only, make a macro called pressure. Map wave-eatable filter cutoff to it. Map the MID chain saturator drive to it. And if you want, map a tiny amount of resonance or post-filter movement, but keep it to one macro that feels like more intensity. This becomes your performance control for the bass identity. No endless patching. Write a simple 2-bar bassline. Pick a key area, F, G, G sharp, whatever. Start with sustained root notes for weight, then add short offbeat notes for push. Add one or two pitch jumps, like a minor second or a fifth, for tension. And here's the 15-minute checkpoint. At about minute 15, your bass must work with kick and snare only. Mute everything except kick, snare, and bass. If that doesn't feel like a record, don't open a new synth. Fix the bass rhythm, fix the envelope, fix the sidechain later. Stay in the rule. Now drill 3. Two music sounds only. You get exactly two musical elements, and they're there to frame the drums and bass, not steal the spotlight. First, an atmosphere bed. Use operator or wave-eatable. In operator, a sine plus a little noise works great. High pass it with auto filter around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't fog the low mids. Add echo, maybe dotted 1/8 or 1/4, low feedback. Add a short to medium reverb, 10 to 20% wet. If it starts smearing the mix, narrow it with utility. Second, a stab. Use simpler. Drop in one stab sample, or resample your own chord hit if you want it more personal. Set classic mode, short decay and release. Add saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Use auto filter with a little envelope so it goes pew and gets out of the way. Then a tight short reverb. And that's it. No extra melodies. In rolling DNB, the hook is often the drum bass conversation, not a giant chord progression. Now we do sidechain and transient hierarchy, fast. On the bass group, add a compressor and sidechain it to the kick. Start around ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds. Set it so the bass breathes with the groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Don't overdo it. You want space for the kick transient, not a vacuum. On the drums group, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release around 0.3 seconds or auto, ratio 2 to 1. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If the peaks are wild, you can turn on soft clip. But remember, glue is not the same as crushing. Quick pro tip. If your snare disappears when you glue, add a touch of saturator on just the snare inside the drum rack, soft clip on, modest drive, then a tiny high shelf around 6 to 10 kHz if needed. That keeps snare snap alive even when things get loud. Now arrangement. This is where the drill becomes real. You're building a 64-bar sketch with a clear intro, drop, variation, and outro. Lay it out like this. Bars 1 to 9, intro, filtered break, hats, atmosphere. Keep it teasing. Do not reveal full bass weight yet. Bars 9 to 17, pre-drop. Add cues like snare build hints, maybe remove lows to create space. This is where tension comes from subtraction. Bars 17 to 33, drop A. Full drums and bass, with minimal stab. Bars 33 to 49, drop B or variation. Change bass rhythm, add a fill, or swap the break start point. Same sounds, new energy. Bars 49 to 65, outro, trip bass, keep break and atmosphere tail. Now fast concrete moves that work almost every time. At bar 16, duo 1 bar fill, One easy method: remove the kick on the last quarter note and add a snare roll or ghost run. At bar 17, do a half bar impact trick, drop with bass alone for half a bar, then bring the full drums. That moment of "where's the snare" makes the full slam feel bigger. At bar 33, push your pressure macro up 10 to 20% and change the hat pattern. Not everything, one move. At bar 48, do a hard stop, one beat of silence, then crash back in. Now the automation limitation. Only 3 automation lanes in the entire project. 1. The bass pressure macro. 2. Break filter cutoff. 3. Reverb send on the stab for tension throws. That's it. This forces you to arrange with mutes, density, and rhythm instead of endless parameter doodling. If you want an arrangement cheat code, do this. Create 4 versions of your drop loop as scenes. 1 full power. 1 with no break. 1 with no hats or ride for halftime illusion. And 1 bass only plus snare for tension. Then record scene launches into arrangement. You'll get macro dynamics in minutes. Also adopt a micro variation rule. Every 8 bars, do exactly 1 change. Remove a kick for 1 beat, reverse a single break hit, invert bass rhythm for 1 bar, or change hat density. 1 change, not 5. That's how you keep a roller hypnotic instead of chaotic. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you work. If you feel like your kick needs 3 layers, it's usually not a layering problem. It's a selection problem. Pick a better kick. If the break is too loud, it will steal the snare's job. High pass it, and watch the 200 to 500 HC buildup where breaks get boxy and fight the body of the snare. Do not let your sub be stereo. Mono sub is non-negotiable if you want stable translation. And the big one, endless bass patching. This is a workflow drill. Good enough and arranged beats, insane patch and no track. Now, 2 heavier DNB flavor tips if you want it darker, without adding more tracks. For res minus, add frequency shifter on the MID chain. Shift up maybe 10 to 40 HC, and keep the mix low, like 5 to 15%. It adds metallic motion without needing extra layers. For dark space without mod, put your reverb on a return, and then put EQ8 after the reverb. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 HZ. If it's scratchy, dip 2 to 4K HZ a bit. Huge space, clean mix. Final coaching rules to close the drill. Use decision checkpoints. At 5 minutes, drums groove solo. At 15, bass works with kick and snare only. At 25, arrangement markers exist, even if the sounds are ugly. This audio version is shortened for playback.